All right, we've been talking this morning about Governor Whitmer's State of the State address last night. Short, succinct, to the point for the most part. A lot of people from Port Huron and St. Clair County in the Capitol last night. Joining us right now is our State Senator Dan Lowers. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
We did have a lot of people from St. Clair County there last night, didn't we?
We did. We're fortunate that we have two people serving with offices in the Capitol from St. Clair County, Chairman Hernandez and myself. And when that's the case here, it's a little easier to invite people to join you for special events like that take place in the Capitol.
Sounds like you maybe are on the road this morning, Dan. How are the roads where you're driving? Are you running into potholes and other problems out there?
You know, I can't complain too much. The roads that I drive, from my house to the Capitol are really not that bad. There's a section on the west side of Flint that needs some attention, but they've been doing that in a chunk at a time every year. So, that's one of our challenges with the roads thing is, representing the thumb of Michigan, we have a lot of communities that have, like mine, like Rockaway Township, that have their own village and have done a better job on roads than some other areas in the state. And so that's one of the added challenges as we get closer and closer to find that solution to local roads. And I think that's where the real problem is getting to be anymore. It's more of the local roads than it is the big trunk lines.
So where's the money going to come from for those local roads? Because whether it's a local road or a state trunk line or an interstate, if it's not easy to drive over, it still needs to be fixed. And so what can the state do?
Right. I think that's why we need to continue to do what we've done. That's focus on working with all the different forms of government, local governments. And I guess what I would say, Paul, is a pretty strong general rule. If you look at where the roads are in the poorest and you maybe check the balance sheet of that municipality, there's a real strong correlation between legacy debt or retirement debt and the condition of the roads. And so there's a connection there that we need to address, and that is something we talk about whenever this topic comes up in Lansing, is how do we, if we find a way to send more money, how do we make sure that it goes where it's intended and not end up becoming, used for other purposes, I guess.
Well, the governor said last night, next time that you hit one of those potholes, call your Republican legislator and tell him that you want the roads fixed. And so, I guess, Dan, when we have that conversation, when I call you from the garage where I'm waiting for my car to be serviced, and I say, "Hey, Dan, what are you going to do to fix the roads? What is the plan?"
Well, I think you look at what we've done. Since I went to Lansing, the government, we had never spent any money other than that money that's dedicated to roads. In that time, we have doubled. There's been a 100% increase in the road budget through appropriations. Through the tax increase that we've already experienced on that. So, we have caused inflation already. I think this is one of those issues that we just need to give ourselves a little more time. Pretty tough to find a contractor that's looking for more work right now, use the 100% budget increase we've already created, and that the final increase in that goes into effect yet this fall. So, I think the governor, if she uses the bonding in a conservative fashion, to address critical areas. Really recognizes it's a financing tool and not a funding tool, that can be useful as well. But I know my wages have not gone up 100% in the last 6 years. I don't imagine yours have either, Paul, but the state's funding on roads has gone up 100%.
Well, it's not going to be a quick fix no matter how it's funded. It's going to take time, isn't it?
Right. Yep, it is. And, And if you push that too hard, you just create inflation.
What did you think about what the governor had to say about health care last night? She talked about expanding Obamacare in Michigan and making that law. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly our role is there. You know, you're talking to a guy who voted against the Medicaid expansion way back when. That was my first term. So, you know, I'm not sure how Michigan does that or what exactly is involved there. You know, some of the principles, the emphasis on better maternal care, I can see that being a priority. And the idea of protecting pre-existing conditions, I can see that too. I'm just not sure exactly where our role is there. If Obamacare is not there, how does the state make that happen? I'm not exactly clear on that.
Well, it may be spelled out in the budget that you receive from the governor next week. This past year's budget was a challenge, obviously, mainly because of the road tax that was in it and that the governor didn't want to seem to budge from. Do you think that this year's budget is going to be any easier than last year's budget was?
I really expect it will be. I think that last year's experience has probably sharpened people's attention and helped them get to know that, you know, and I think the governor knows now that, you know, if the House and Senate remain united, it's pretty difficult to get a change. So we got to work together and make it happen. And, you know, if you know you're going to get there eventually anyway, why not do it sooner than later? And I would say last year we did it as late as could possibly be done.
All right. We'll see how it all goes. Dan, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.